Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our topic for discussion is the things of AI, also known artificial intelligence, and the fact that career choices will be affected by artificial intelligence, and that certain jobs now require you to do AI, or know AI. So, there's just first something that I want to get off my chest with regards to this artificial intelligence thing. Most of us can use artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, Meta from Facebook, Google now has, I can't remember their one's name, but you can get the Google results, is now also formulated by a artificial intelligence thing, right, computer. Now, the interesting thing is that we use them. I very often would type a letter and then I would copy it into ChatGPT and say, take this letter, make it more formal, and then I make that and use that as my formal letter. I've also started using ChatGPT to have conversations when I'm bored, because it's just very interesting to speak to ChatGPT. Now, because, wow, to be totally honest, it's just scary. I love it because it blows my mind and it freaks me out at the same time. So, that is ChatGPT. Now we've not started using it because you can tell them to draw up a diary, work out a gym program, formulate an email, type an email to my boss, type an email to my wife, write poetry for my children, to put them to bed, whatever the case might be. We can all do that. But here's the skill set that I think that you need to attain, and the skill set that we will need to attain. When I was younger and Google and search engines were starting out, they had certain functions that we used to call Boolean functions. Now, Boolean was a surname of the guy that invented search engines. Boolean surnames. And we had Boolean functions or Boolean terms. That meant that when you were talking to a computer, talking in the greatest sense, you obviously understand what I mean, talking to a computer, there were certain functions or words that you needed to use in order for that computer to better grasp what you're trying to say. So if you search for a function, say for instance you're using Google, making use of Boolean functions will be the following. What's the translation from Sotho to English? And then you will tell, not using Oxford Dictionary, or not the Oxford Dictionary. Then Google will make use of the question that you type, and there will be certain parameters that you've typed, not using whatever. In Excel, we would use certain functions like if, then, or not, or whatever. That's Boolean functions. Now, that has changed with the rise of AI, that no longer we need to use Boolean functions. But if you want to further your studies, we will need to make a study. Google has a course on it. Now, Meta obviously doesn't have it, but there's certain typing, computer development, computer skills development companies that have courses on it, on how to adequately communicate to AI. So what it does is, I don't know if you've noticed, but you can use DALL-E, which is on ChatGPT, to create images, Playground on Apple. But if you're not using it sufficiently and giving it enough parameters, it's not doing what you're wanting it to do. And you get people sharing these images on Facebook, and they've got this amazing image that they had made with DALL-E. Then I'm trying my same thing, and it's just not working out. The reason for that is I don't know how to communicate to AI. Now I want you to know the following. If you have a career choice that's coming up, if you need to make a career choice, if you're deciding what you want to study, notice the following. Notice what you should notice, right? And that is that you can't take a job now that AI would probably be doing in the next 5 years. Now, you can determine what that will be. Engineering, probably safe. Certain engineering calculations, that will be done by AI. Right? Draftsmen, that can be done by AI now. If you want to do it, do it. I'm not telling you not to do it, right? But I'm telling you, check it out. But what needs to be done is, we need someone that's able to physically build computers that can maintain the calculations that AI is doing. we need someone to program AI, even though AI starts programming itself. We need someone to build parameters into AI and understand how to communicate to AI. So if you are applying for that, you can check these things out on Google. Google them. There's certain terms that will help you in order for you to set the way that AI will work and to set the way that AI will communicate to you and to the different principles that it has. The reason for that is now you can use AI to the greater extent of it. We've become lazy. We no longer use secretaries or notebooks. We use ChatGPT or Meta. And those type of things you would then be able to program in order for you to use it. Using AI to the greatest advantage that AI can provide is probably a skill set that you will need in your career in the not too distant future.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.